KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's partly sunny and 62 degrees. We look for partly to mostly sunny skies today, a high of 83. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Welco, Home Health of Red Oak. Experience the spirit of Welco. A Missouri man convicted of illegally hunting in southern Iowa has been fined and told to forfeit deer antlers. The Iowa Natural Resources Department said in a news release that 61-year-old Michael Kinnert of Branson West, Missouri, was found guilty in Taylor County of 6 counts of fraudulently obtaining resident hunting, deer, and turkey licenses, 3 counts of not having valid non-resident hunting and deer licenses, 1 count of taking and hunting deer out of season, 1 count of illegal taking of an antlered white-tailed deer, and 2 counts of illegal taking of antlerless white-tailed deer. At his sentencing last month, Kinnert was ordered to forfeit the antlers and pay more than $11,400 in fines, court costs, and liquidated damages. He is also barred from hunting for 3 years. A ribbon-cutting ceremony was held Tuesday morning at Sunnyside Park in Atlantic for a new activities area. The site, located just south of the Parks and Rec building off of Sunnyside Lane, features a recently installed horseshoe pit area, along with green space for several activities, including bocce ball, which Parks and Rec Director Roger Herring said is a really fun game.
It's also one of the fastest-growing 55 and older resort games, also at retirement centers across the country. And a lot of it's on along the southern tier, and they actually have courts that are very similar to horseshoe courts that have walls on it. You can bounce it off the walls, and it's much like billiards. All we have available right now is backyard bocce ball, which you can play anywhere you want to play.
There's also a badminton court, croquet, and other activities. There are benches and tables available for those who want to play checkers or other board games. The equipment is available free of charge, but you should call ahead and make sure it's available on the day or days you intend to use them. Parks and Rec Director Roger Herring also thanked the Dean Orsted family and the Trevor Fredrickson Foundation for their contribution to and support of the activities area through the installation of the horseshoe pit area.
With loving care and memories, and that was installed by the Dean Orsted family and friends, and the Trevor Fredrickson Foundation funded that. So I want to say a special thanks to them.
That section of the activities area has 4 regulation-sized horseshoe pits. Plaques recognizing Dean Orsted will be mounted in that area, recognizing his contribution and enthusiasm for outdoor activities at Sunnyside Park. The final site plans for the activities area was approved by the Parks and Rec Board in the early spring of 2014. Herring said he'd love to drive by and see senior citizens using the activities area of the park at least a couple of days a week, and people of all ages using it for family get-togethers. Prior to dedicating that area of the park, Herring and Assistant Parks Director Seth Stasholm gathered with the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce ambassadors at the new Kemblin shelter at Sunnyside Park to talk about all the latest park improvements. Iowa communities with a population of 5,000 or more have the opportunity to learn more about tree care, identification, and inventory through a grant from the Iowa DNR. The 2-year grant program currently provides training and assistance to Atlantic, Fairfield, Grinnell, Marion, Marshalltown, Mason City, Muscatine, Oskaloosa, and Pleasant Hill, and is now accepting applications for 10 additional communities in 2016. Grant communities receive intensive training by a team from the DNR and members of the Iowa Arborists Association. The training covers tree identification, health inventory, planting, corrective pruning and maintenance, benefits of urban trees, ordinances, and community outreach. Through the cooperative effort between the DNR and the U.S. Forest Service, each selected community will have a complete street inventory, canopy cover analysis, and an urban tree management plan with goals and methods to increase its tree canopy. Grant applications and instructions are available online, the link to which is under this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Your deadline to apply is September the 1st. And Prairie Rose State Park near Harlan is welcoming some special visitors this week as they are taking some of the park's land management issues into their own mouths. This week, about 20 goats will be arriving to chow down on non-native honeysuckle and other nuisance vegetation, threatening to crowd out native plants in the park's woodlands. Park manager Michelle Reinig took the innovative step of hiring goats because she said it made so much sense. Reinig says, "Our resource is looking rather sick, being overtaken by the woodland fugitive honeysuckle, not to mention a few other invasives. The goats," she says, "will help them get a handle on the overwhelming problem while loving the work that they do." And she says this is a more green approach than other methods of invasive control, and they like the idea of conservation and agriculture working together. Goats on the Go, a targeted grazing company based in Ames, will provide the herd that will call Prairie Rose home for about 10 weeks. Aaron Steele, co-owner of the company, said goats like to eat weeds and brush more than grass, and many of their biggest nuisance plants are at the top of the goats' dining list. The goats can be put to work controlling noxious honeysuckle, poison ivy, buckthorn, and multiflora rose without the use of chemical herbicides or gas-powered machinery. They also happily work in areas, he says, that will be uncomfortable and even dangerous for human workers, like steep slopes and dense woods. The DNR has successfully used goats in land management projects in other parts of the state, most notably on the steep slopes in northeast Iowa. The news was brought to you by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak at 1600 Summit in Red Oak. Give them a call at 712-623-2500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.